现在读几处圣经，哥林多后书六章一到二节，我们翻到没有？翻到一起读。
Together with philosophers, do not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he said, at the acceptable time, he listened to you, and on the day of salvation, he asked you. Now is the day of salvation.
好，是四节到十六节。
14 to 16. Now be bound together with philosophers, what partnership of righteousness. What harmony is Christ the meal? What have the believer in common with the believer? What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are in the world of living God, just as God can, who dwell in them and walk in them. I will be their God.
八章九到十五节。
Chapter 8, 9 to 15. You know the grace of our Lord Jesus, that the world is rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich.I gave my
读到十五节
give my opinion in this matter, so this is to your advantage. Who were the first to begin a year ago, not only to do this, but also to desire to do it. But now finish doing it also.
十五节读了没有？大家读十五节好吗？
It's written, he who gather much did not have too much, he who gather little has no lack.
十章
Chapter 10,
三到五节
3 to 5. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but divinely powerful for the destruction of the fortresses. We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God. We are taking every thought captive for obedience to Christ. We are ready to punish all disobedience whenever your obedience is complete.
好，数节
10-15. Not pushing beyond our measures, that is another element of the hope that is to be strong. We will be within our sphere and large even more by you.
哥林多后书是本非常宝贵的书。
Book of Second Corinthians is precious.
因为哥林多后书，保罗写他的属灵的经历。
Because the Second Corinthians, Paul tells us his experience.
保罗他自己说一句话。
Paul said this himself.
他说他能够得救。
He said he was saved.
是要给所有得永生的基督徒做榜样。
So that he can set an example for all the other Christians. That's the great thing that Paul said.
保罗也说你们要效法我。
Paul also said, be like me.
正如我效法基督。
Just like how I am of Christ.
除了保罗也没有第二人来讲这样的话。
Besides Paul, no one dared to say the same thing.
你们要效法我。
So be like me.
正像我效法基督。
Just like how I am like Christ.
两千多年教会的历史。
In 2000 some years for the church.
保罗一直是神儿女的榜样。
Paul has still been the examples of Christians.
主也兴起多少神的儿女。
And how many other children God has raised up.
来效法保罗。
To be like Paul.
正像保罗效法基督一样
Just like Paul act like Christ
保罗是个大人物啊
So Paul was a great man
旧约的领袖是摩西
The leader of the Old Testament was Moses
新约的领袖是保罗
The leader of the New Testament is Paul
把保罗的书信都拿走，新约不成为新约了。
If you take away all the letters that Paul wrote, then the New Testament would not be there.
保罗太伟大了。
Paul was a great man.
所以只有保罗能说我是榜样。
So that's why Paul said, I am an example.
你们要效法我。
Be like me. Imitate me.
怎样效法保罗？
So how do we imitate him?
就像他效法基督一样。
Just like how Paul imitated Christ.
第六章他说现在正是悦纳的时候。
Chapter 6 it says that if this is now acceptable time.
现在正是拯救的日子。
Behold, now is the day of salvation.
今天是恩典的时代。
Now is the age of grace.
神的儿女在主面前蒙大恩典。
As children of God, we have now received great grace.
正是悦纳的时候。
Now is the day of salvation.
正是拯救的日子。
Now is the acceptable time.
在悦纳的时候，你们都蒙了应允。
At the acceptable time, you guys now have received your promise.
在拯救的日子，你们都蒙了拯救。
At the day of salvation, you are now saved.
恩典浩大。
How amazing in His grace.
所以今天是我们祷告的时候。
So that's why now is also the time to pray.
我们祷告，神就垂听。
When we pray, God listens.
是祷告的答应的时候。
And when your prayer is answered.
所以我在信主的时候啊。
So when I believe in God.
我为着自己的祷告本。
I had myself a little prayer book.
我相信我祷告主一定听的。
Because I know that God listens to my prayer.
那么本子那一面写祷告的事项。
So on one page, it would say all the prayer events.
那一面写祷告如何的答应的。
And on the other side of the page, it would say how the prayer is answered.
这答应了。
All of them answered.
我就用红笔记。
When it's answered, I mark it with a red pen.
记神怎样答应我的奇妙的经过。
Write down the how God answered my prayer.
若是没有答应
if it's not answered,
我就用黑笔记
then I would use a black pen.
那一定要找出那个不答应的原因
and then I would try to find out why that prayer was not answered.
我真的相信我们祷告主都听了
because I believe that God listens to my
prayer. 为什么会不听呢
Why wouldn't He listen to that one?
那必定有原因的
There's gotta be a reason.
把原因找出来了
Let's find the reason.
你把原因对付了
and let's find out why.
祷告就听了
so that my prayer can be answered.
所以一年下来祷告本满满的都是红字
so after a year, my book is filled with red ink.
偶尔有黑字出来了
occasionally, there's some black ink.
那就祷告原因
then I go find out the reason.
找原因
find out why.
为什么我的祷告不得答应呢
why didn't that prayer
answer? 把那个原因除掉
Let's find out what went wrong.
又用红笔记了，祷告就答应了。
And then write it down with red pen.
我们的神又真又活的神。
Our God is the true and living God.
现在正是悦纳的时候。
This is now the acceptable time.
正是拯救的日子。
Behold, now is the day of salvation.
弟兄姊妹都要学祷告啊。
Brothers and sisters, learn how to pray.
祷告要听才行。
When you pray, you have to also listen.
我们要记得主怎么听我们祷告的。
You have to remember how God listened to you.
祷告不听。
If your prayers are not listened,
有的时候没有原因。
Sometimes it could be without reason.
很简单一件事。
It could be simple.
你祷告完了，你自己都忘记了。
Because after you prayed, you forgot about it too.
祷告不认真啊。
If you're not serious about your prayer.
有一个有名的讲一句话。
A famous brother said this.
你忘记了神也忘记了
He said if you forgot your prayer then God would not remember
it 我们要记得我们的祷告啊
So remember what you pray for
祷告要这个垂听
So that your prayer can be listened
认真的对付这件事
Something that you're serious about
你就要经历神的大能
So that you get to experience His might
两千年教会的历史
It's been 2000 some years for the church
教会记得祷告行了大事
It is through the prayer the church has done great things
教会能够一直存到今天
church get to exist and grow to today?
在多少的逼迫里面
？Through how much persecution? Yeah.
今年到二十一世纪了，两千一百年了呀。
It's now been 2100 years, the 21st century.
两千一百年教会都受逼迫。
2100 years, the church has never been not persecuted.
全世界只有北美不受逼迫。
And even nowadays, only North America churches are not being persecuted.
在欧洲只有西欧不受逼迫。
In the whole continent of Europe, only the Western Europe,
东欧
的 churches
南欧都受逼迫。
Eastern, Southern Europe, church are being persecuted.
全世界逼迫的地方比不逼迫的地方多多了。
And throughout the rest of the world, places that persecute churches outnumber the churches.
二千一百年。
Now been 21
教会一直在逼迫里面过来的。
Church survive and thrive.
教会靠什么？
By what?
教会除了主就没有可靠的。
Besides God, there is no one the church can rely on.
靠主过了两千多年。
So relying on God passed through
21
years.
教会一直得胜。
And the church has been victorious.
所以我们今天唱的诗歌非常好，全能名，全能名。
So the song we sang, it says, the mighty name of God.
这是李托生的老师写的这首诗歌。
This is a song written by
Miss Barbara.
Miss Barbara.
我有一次到了福建福州啊。
One time I was at 福州。
我说我要去两个地方。
And I said I want to go to two places.
一个地方是古岭。
One place.
那是你一种训练的地方。
A place where a watchman knee grew up and was training.
另外地方不是我要去，因为告诉我的。
And then another place I was taken to.
是另外去看看何时候叫声的墓啊。
Oh, they told me to someone's tomb.
我说我只往天不往墓。
And then I said, I only want to go to heaven. I don't want to go to a tomb.
他们也听不懂我这句话，带我去了。
They didn't understand. They took me to a tomb.
带我去到哪里一看，我没找到墓啊。
And then I took a look. I couldn't find the tomb. It looks like just a field.
我的墓在哪里啊？
I asked, where's the tomb?
是地方墓啊，被私人方啊，偷偷挖。
They said that someone actually took the tomb away.
挖空了你们还带我来看。
I said if they took the tomb away, why did you take me here then?
因为那时候我是腿痛
了。Because at that time my leg was hurting.
去看墓嘛，要跑好多路啊。
Why bother taking me to an empty field?
那里空的。
It's an empty field.
挖空了你们还带我来看。
If they took the tomb away, then why bother taking me here?
我们的姊妹在荣耀。
Our hope is in glory.
多少人殉道。
So many martyrs throughout the years. How many people died and burned because of the gospel?
身体烧掉了，是不是不复活了？
Now, if the body is burned, does that mean that they will never resurrect?
主耶稣回来了。
When Jesus came back,
所有弟兄姊妹都要复活。
When Jesus comes back, all the brothers and sisters
主要照出这个万有归附自己的大能。
And the Lord will ask all to come into His might.
叫卑贱的身体改变形状
，so that all the lowly, humble flesh will
transform.
得到
荣耀的身体，像是
transform into a glorious body.
我们都要改变形状了
，so that we may all get to transform.
到那一天不是我们这个样子了
，on that one day we will no longer look like this.
穿上荣耀身体了
，now put on the glorious body.
这个恩典多大
？How great is God?
今天遇难的时候。
This is now the acceptable time.
今天拯救的日子。
Behold, now is the day of salvation.
我们不要徒受他的恩典。
So don't take the grace of God in vain.
这么大的恩典白白受了。
The grace that you have received.
要活出恩典来啊。
Live out His grace.
都要活出主的大能来。
Live out His might.
我软弱。主不软弱。我传福音不行。福音本身神的大能啊，不要老看自己啊。保罗说我们远不是传自己，乃是传耶稣基督是主，所有鬼魔都要服服。我们的福音有大能啊，这弟兄是不是要传呢、啊要祷告，祷告得着答应。我在传台湾时候传福音最多。现在我自己也不及格了。 我认识的都是弟兄姊妹，没有外邦人。弟兄姊妹带我去传的。你碰到个南半的人，我们去传啊。我深深相信，没有人不能得救的。再难办的人也得救，再刚硬的人也得救，看起来不可能信的人照样信。福音真是大能啊，要救一切相信的。先是犹太人，再是希利尼人，今天我们祷告的时候，我劝你们也去一本本祷告簿，把自己祷告记下来啊。祷告不答应，要找不答应的原因，为什么主不答应我的祷告，找出原因来了，把原因对付了，祷告马上答应了，这叫你们的生命得到很快的长进啊。下面保罗说句话，我们信的人和不信的人远不相配，不要同父一轭。很多人把这些圣经啊用在婚姻上的，但这些圣经不是光用在婚姻上的，我们所有生活的原则，所有我们和人发生的关系，都有一个原则，信和不信不要同父异轭。婚姻的轭 太厉害了，就是了，丈夫跟妻子 整天在一起的，天下所有的事，信和不信同父异轭都找麻烦。有一次我们找一个建筑商啊，去教会来做点工程，那么我们先立约的，到了最后付你多少钱，工程做完了，这个建筑商要我们一笔额外的钱，照他说他亏本了，亏本你也不能问我要钱的，我们立的约，这付钱的弟兄不付钱，他说你的预算一定有赚的，你怎么在约之外问我再要笔钱的？
两个人
争得很厉害。
So the cottage is huge.
我在旁边坐着。
Argument. I was sitting there.
哎，我真的不像话。
And then I didn't want to look.
我就讲了一句话。
What is happening this?
我在我的建筑上，我的人活着到底为什么呀？
And then I asked the developer, what is the purpose of life?
他大大方方告诉我，还不是为了几个钱。
And he said he was honest. He said for money.
我对我们付钱就说，我把钱给他。
So I told the brother, cut the check.
他活着的目的是钱。
Because he said his purpose of life is.
我们活着的目的是主。我你给他给他给他。他就付钱就实在不愿意给了，把钱给他，骂他去黑良心了。那个人走了，我弟兄说下次不要骂这句黑良心了，不要骂了。他活着的目标就是钱，我们是为主活着的、哦、给钱你欢欢喜喜的给了，不要骂他就黑良心了。
All he wanted was money, just give him what he wanted.
信和不信同父异轭，这是很痛苦的，很痛苦的事啊。
If believers and unbelievers are back together, then trouble will come.
牛和羊怎么马和牛怎么不一轭呢？
How can oil and water be bound together?
牛也一定把轭折断了，马跑得快。
Yes.
马跟牛的脾气都不一样的。
Oh, a horse and a cow cannot be tied together to run because the cow runs slower.
同时一饿，两个都很痛苦啊。
If you try to bound together in one cord,
那个车子也拉不动的。
And they will not be able to pull the cart.
所以保罗说，我们信与不信与什么相同呢？
So then Paul asked, "What is?Is there any common thing between the believers and the believers, light and darkness? Is there any harmony between Christ and Satan? Is there any agreement between the temple of God and idols? For we are the temple of the living God.
我要住在他们中间
because God said, I will dwell in them.
我要他们要做我的子民
Walk among them, and I shall
be their God. 我要做他们的神。
I will be their God.
所以我劝你们都一本本祷告簿。
So that's why I hope that you have a book of prayer.
大家都学祷告。
And learn how to pray.
信与不信不能同父一恶。
Do not bound together the unbelievers with the believers.
当然，这其实关系当中的夫妻关系最严重了。
And of course, this applies the most to your marriage.
我们就是一个很好的姊妹了。
We have a good sister.
先生不信主
The husband was an unbeliever.
不知道当初为什么嫁给他的
So I asked, why did you marry him at the first place?
他是很痛苦啊
Now she was in a lot of suffering.
我们的姊妹要侍奉
When a sister want to serve,
我们的姊妹每一个聚会都来
The sister want to come to every meeting.
先生在后面给他捣乱
But then the husband will try to make trouble.
信与不信不能同父一恶
So that's why believers and non-believers cannot be mixed.
一切的关系都一样
For all other applications as well.
下面保罗讲了句大话。
And then Paul said this.
我们知道主耶稣基督的恩典。
Then now we know Jesus' grace.
他本为丰富。
And he was rich.
却为我们成了贫穷。
But yet for our sake he became poor.
叫我们以他的贫穷。
So that through his poverty.
可以得到富足。
We might now become rich.
保罗讲句大话。
Paul said this great verse.
主耶稣基督的恩典
That for the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
今天是恩典时代
Now is the age of grace.
主和我们的来往都是恩典
Any communion between us and the Lord is through grace.
那什么叫做恩典呢
So what is grace?
圣经说做工的的工价不是恩典
The Bible says that the workers getting their wage is not grace.
那是你该得的
Because you're getting what you deserve.
那是你做工的报酬
The wages is the return
of
what you work for.
做工的这些称罪人为义的神
But the non-workers, the sinners who call for God's grace,
那是恩典
God's salvation to them is grace.
今天是恩典的时代
Today it is the age of grace.
恩典时代
The age of grace.
我们是蒙大恩典的人
We are the people who have received grace.
所以我们要跟随主要认识主的恩典
So that's why we have to know and follow Christ.
主本为丰富
That though he was rich.
主的丰富是我们的思想很难想象的
His richness cannot be imagined by our
是为我们成了贫穷
Yet for your sake he became poor.
主的贫穷也是我们很难想象的。
How he became poor is also outside of
主本是富足。
Understanding. He was rich.
主的富足分两面的。
He was rich in two
ways. 一面外面的富足。
Externally.
一面是里面的富足。
And internally.
什么叫外面的富足
？What is external richness?
主是创造万有的神。
God is the one who created them all.
万有都是他的。
All things created belong to him. Everything that you can see belongs to him. Now, one time the newspaper said the richest man in the United States. And then I couldn't remember his name. Yes, nothing to do with me. All he had was money. He's the richest man in
America.
There's a lot of rich people in the U.S.
There's a lot of rich people in the U.S.
So many rich people.
现在中国大陆有钱的人多得不得了。
So many rich people in China too.
他们与我何干呢
？But what does that have to do?
统统加起来。
Even if you put them together.
也不能和主相比的。
Combine all of them cannot compare to God.
主万有都是他的。
Because God owns it all.
地球上每一寸土地都是主的。
Every inch on earth belongs to him.
主的富有太富有了。
His richness is unimaginable.
主创造万有啊。
God created it all.
主创造那么多的星球的里面。
He created all the planets.
地球是很小的一个。
Earth is one of them.
主造的星球像海边的沙那么多啊。
The planets that he has created is like the sand on the shore.
地球在主的眼中一颗沙子啊。
Earth is one string of sand.
我们这些人更渺小了。
And men are just one
person on earth. 我们在主面前太小太小了。
So to God, we are so little.
在地球上我们太小的人。
Even just one tiny human on earth.
地球在主真是一粒沙子。
Earth is one tiny planet in the whole space.
你看主有多大。
See how big God is.
所以主道成肉身也大事。
So when God became flesh, it is a big thing.
三层天都震动了。
Even the third heaven shook.
耶稣基督造物的主成为肉身来到地上。
The creator of all things, God, has now come on earth as
Christ. 成为那么小的一个人。
Become a tiny human.
但是一切万有都是他的。
Still, everything belongs to him.
所以我们祷告神。
So when we pray,
主没有一件事不能为我们做成的。
There is nothing God cannot do for you.
有的时候主没有听我的祷告。
Maybe God didn't listen to you.
那你叫我学更好的功课。
Then there's a lesson for you to be learned there.
叫我不是得到外面的物质。
So then maybe God is not wanting you to have something external.
主的意思要得到主。
God wants you to have him.
所以我们祷告没有漏听。
So maybe not all your answers are all
your prayers
answered.
祷告漏听了还不了啊。我从前认这个弟兄啊。
Before I knew this brother.
想钱想疯了。
He thirsts for money.
他一直说主要给他一百万。
And he asked God to give him $1 million.
祷告祷告。
So he prayed.
把床掀起来。
And he opened.
一百万来了。
He lifted his mattress and said, "Here's my $1 million." Of course not.
祷告祷告。
And he prayed.
把所有抽屉都打开。
And he opened up all his drawers.
一百万来了。
Here's my $1 million.
这个每个抽屉都空的。
Nothing.
哎呀，我说弟兄，你这个祷告永远是不会听的。
I said, brother, your prayers are useless.
主不一百万算的什么
？To God, $1 million is nothing.
主宝贵你的灵魂，太远的超过一百万了。
How God treasures your soul.
但是我们祷告主
$1 million, but when we pray,
主听祷告太奇妙了。
When God listens to your prayer, it's more.
用多少奇妙的经过答应我们的祷告
？How He would make you go through the situation, so that
you pray. 答应我们一切的祷告的。
He will answer all your prayers.
主太奇妙了。
Because our God is marvelous.
主有处有万有啊。
Because the Lord has it all.
一切都是他的。
Everything.
主要听我祷告太简单了。
It's easy for him to answer any of your prayers.
但主不仅是外面丰富。
But not only God has external riches.
主更是里面的丰富。
Internally as well.
主的生命太丰富了。
His life is rich.
3.5年行走在地上。
3.5 years he walked on earth.33.5 years.
叫软弱的得能力。
So that the weak can gain
strength. 叫黑暗的蒙光照。
Darkness can now have light.
叫捆绑的人得自由。
Men that were bounded are now free.
叫伤心的人得安慰。
The believers are now comfort.
这是里面的丰富。
Internal richness.
主在地上行走。
When our Lord walked on
earth. 门徒们跟随主3.5年的时间。
Disciples
have
long
看见主彰显能力了。
He saw what Christ could do.
真是羡慕。
And they long for.
能力和他们没有关系。
To do what Christ could do.
能力在他们的外面。
The power of Christ is.
主彰显他的荣耀了。
When Christ did miracles.
荣耀在变化山上。充满整个的山。
Even on the top of the mountain, the Mount of Transfiguration.
但荣耀和门徒没有关系。
But still, the disciples were
just looking. 荣耀在主的门徒的外面。
All the glory is outside of.
主彰显在里面的一切丰盛。
Christ is showing them His power.
这么一位好的主在外面。
Yet this Christ.
这主必须要做一件事。
Is another being.
主把一切都撤下了。
So the Lord has to give it all.
却为我们成了贫穷。
So that through us, he has now become poor.
主把他连命都撇下了。
He gave his life.
经过十字架。
Through the cross.
叫一切外面都变作里面了。
So that now all the external things has now become internal.
现在我们跟随主。
Now when we follow Christ.
主也充满我们。
Christ can fill us.
我们下令会来这个讲员。
Summer conference, one of the speakers.
他们在纽约有8个教会。
They have 8 churches in New York.
我认识他们，他们的 founder， 他们第一个开始教会的人。
And I know of their founder.
我很喜欢这位弟兄。
Yeah, I love that brother.
啊，这位弟兄太了不起了。
Great brother.
后来我知道他一件事。
And I find out one thing.
他自己对我讲。
He told me this.
他每天晚上。
He said every night.
我若再不一次被圣灵充满。
If I don't get filled by the Holy Spirit that night.
我不敢睡觉。
And I wouldn't dare going to sleep.
睡觉搞主回来怎么办啊？
What happened if the Lord comes back?
主来了。
If the Lord comes back.
结果我的器皿里没有油。
And if my vessel was without oil.
我要被关在外面了。
Then I would be shut out
outside. 所以每天晚上我最后一件事被圣灵充满。
So every night the last thing I do is to be filled by the Spirit.
再一次被圣灵浇灌。
To be filled by the Spirit again.
我弟兄赶不上你就在这些地方了。
That brother, this is something that I could not do.
天天一样。
Every night he does the same.
弟兄里面的丰富。
The internal richness.
主进到我们里面。
When the Lord comes in us.
做我们的生命。
To become our life.
成了我们的能力。
To become our strength.
成了我们的荣耀。
To become our glory.
成了我们的一切。
To become our all.
主是一切啊。
The Lord is
主给我们不是外面的东西。
What the Lord wants to give us is not.
主把他自己给了我们了。
He wants to give us himself.
我们有了主了。
And when we have him,
我们还要什么？
What else do we need?
一切都够了。
We have it all.
这叫做主本位丰富。
That's why he said that he was rich.
却为我们成了贫穷。
Yet for your sake, he became
叫我们因他的贫穷。
So that through His property,
可以得到富足。
We might become rich.
这是主耶稣的恩典。
That's the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
大家明白主的恩典了吗？
I hope you know His grace.
下面保罗说：“多收没有余。”
And then Paul said, "He who gathered much did not have too much."
少收的没有缺。
He who gathered little had no
lack.
This is talking about the Israelites and how they gathered manna. Manna was a miracle food. And also, in human history, the greatest miracle of all. 40 years. Consecutively, every day it will rain down manna. And the quantity just enough.
怎么数量怎么降啊？
How did that quantity
不是照着人数降下来。
Not according to the number of people.
照着每一个人的胃口降下来。
It is according to everyone's appetite.
我们人的胃口差很多，对不对？
And our appetites are needed different by day.
我碰到两个能吃的弟兄啊。
I've met brother who eat a lot.
有个弟兄到我家里来吃饭。
Brother came to my house to eat.
头一件事先看我的饭锅。
First thing he did was he looked at my rice pot.
这是不好意思啊，跟你讲句话。
He said, "Brother, see, sorry to trouble you."
你这一锅饭给我一个人吃不够的。
But your pot of rice is maybe just enough for me.
太快就煮饭了。
You should cook more rice.
我说这锅饭你吃得下去？
And I said, "You can finish this."
我吃下去不够的了。
Is that not enough for you?
但我碰到另外一个比他还厉害。
Then I met someone else who ate even more.
他是馒头啊，说手往这里往下数，吃两磅。
He eat the number of manto. If you lay it down on your arms, you can eat the quantity that fills both arm length.
我真是佩服他能吃啊。
And I was really admiring.
他们来说是
用
多买多买，我一个人吃都不够的。
And so I bought a lot of food for them.
好，主耶稣叫玛纳了。
So God gave Israelites manna.
不仅按照人数降。
Not only according to the number of people.
按照胃口降。
In fact, it's according to each one.
这位好人，以色列人。贪心了。
So even if the Israelite was greedy,
先把那个多捡一点。
He wanted to gather extra.
多捡一点，少捡一点。
Extra or less.
回到家里面，他们这个量器叫赫贝尔。
When you take it home to measure,
把量器量一量。
When you put it onto a weight,
多收的没有余，少收的没有缺。
It becomes he who gathered much did not have too much.
照着你吃的胃口降的。
He who gathered little had no lack.
这个主真是奇妙。
How marvelous is our God!
每一个胃口主都知道的。
Because He knows everyone and our individual needs.
你吃完刚好。
When you finish it, it will be
留到第二天就长虫了, 就发臭了。
You try to save extra for the next day, it will spoil.
所以我们讲到了,
so when we preach,
有一个我这个年长兵就说, 讲到, 不要讲发臭的道。
An older brother told me, don't preach the spoiled
不要讲长虫的道。
Don't preach the sermons that are too old.
他说的你就是讲隔夜玛纳啊。
Don't give the manna that stayed overnight.
这玛纳也不错嘞。
Manna was great.
我听有的弟兄讲到那个胡说八道，根本不知道。Some
other brothers, they just preach.
你能够讲玛纳还不错，就隔天的玛纳还能吃。
Manna itself, at least it could
照着人的胃口讲。
Manna came according to the needs of individuals.
奇妙吧。
How marvelous is our
Lord. 我们今天玛纳预表基督是我的粮食。
Manna now represents that Christ is now my supply. Our Lord,
照着我们的属灵的食欲,
our Lord now gives us according to the appetite of our spiritual need.
有的人对主的胃口这么大,
some people have a big spiritual need.
有的人只有一点点,
some people have a
small spiritual need. 无论你一点点, 无论这么大,
regardless of how much you need,
主来了都满足了。
When Christ comes, He will satisfy you.
满足我们一切的食欲,
He will satisfy all your spiritual needs.
所以圣灵降临了。
So that's why the Holy Spirit came.
对圣灵充满是一个很奇妙的经历。
To be filled by the Holy Spirit is marvelous.
人会喜乐的受不了了。
Sometimes men will be overjoyed.
有一次我在温哥华,
one time I was at Vancouver.
圣灵降临了,
the Spirit came.
有一个弟兄啊, 他一被圣灵浇灌了,
and a brother, whenever he was filled by the Spirit, he would start dancing uncontrollably. And then he didn't want other people to see him like that.
所以大声, 主啊, 不能这样开玩笑, 不能这样开玩笑。
He started yelling and said, no, don't make
me a joke.
So I pulled him aside.
我主一点不开玩笑, 主给你最好的。
And I said that the Lord is not making a joke.
你到这个地方大大去乐一乐的。
This is for you. So you
go and enjoy it. 回家了,
and at night when he went home, we all dwell at a camp. And he was sharing his room with a few other people. And he thought that after the Spirit came, it's over.
晚上一祷告,
but when he prayed that night, he started dancing uncontrollably. He yelled again, Lord, don't make me a joke. And then I have to spend time with him again. That the Lord never make a joke with you. The Lord is satisfying you. He is so joyous that he couldn't control himself. This great joy of his. Brothers and sisters, what the Lord wanted to give you is the best. You can't just get it. If you don't get it, then you're not doing yourself a favor, but you're not doing God a favor as well. If the Lord wants to give you more, He wants to give you more than what you can
earn.
He wants to satisfy you completely.
So, 主耶稣基督的恩典,
then you talk about the grace of Christ.
本是富足,
is the grace of our Lord Jesus
为我们成了贫穷,
was rich for our sake,叫我们因他的贫穷, through his poverty,
可以得到富足,
we might become rich.
下面我们讲今天晚上最主要题目了,
and then now our main topic.
我们凭着虚心行事,
for though we walk in the flesh,
却不凭着虚心征战,
we do not war according to the flesh.
我们正战的兵器,
for the weapons of our warfare,
是在人面前有能力,
not of the flesh,
攻破一切的营垒,
but divine power for the destruction of
horses. 把那些拦住人认识神的至高之事,
any destroying, any speculation,
一概攻破了,
destructions of fortresses.
把他们的心意夺回,
captive of the obedient,
叫他们顺服基督,
taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ.
保罗讲属灵征战讲得真好。
Now we talk about the spiritual warfare.
我一生经过很多征战。
I've been through many warfare myself.
不仅是我啊。
Not just me.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
刚信主的弟兄姊妹。
New believers.
很多人就经过很大的征战。
A lot of them have to go through a warfare.
很多人为了要受尽。
A lot of them have to go through.
仇敌各样的办法拦住人受尽。
Battles, the enemy is trying to put.
受尽这件事经过很大的征战。
A stop to people getting baptized.
神的儿女最幼稚的神的儿女。
Even the most novice brother and sister.
都一样经过征战。
They all go through warfare.
你们有没有征战？
Have you been through a war?
在家里有征战。
At your home.
在做事地方有征战。
At work.
在我们日常生活里面有征战。
In your daily living.
我们必须要认识征战。
So know your battle.
保罗，我们凭着血气行事。
He said, Paul said that, we walk in the flesh.
不凭着血气征战。
But we do not war according to
the flesh. 我们征战的兵器。
For the weapons of our warfare.
是在神人面前有能力。
Is through divine power.
保罗讲到那个征战。
When he talked about this war.
这个能力嘛，也不是我们感觉的能力。
This divine power cannot just.
就显明在主面前有能力。
Doesn't feel like the power that we're used to.
我一生带人得救啊。
In my life, when I take people to the Lord,
我两次就看见神的能力，那么奇妙啊。
I've seen a few times the divine power of God.
在台中附近有个地方叫丰源。
There is a place in Taizong.
我第一次去丰源传福音，建立了教会。
The first time when I went there, we built a church.
那个警察局局长姓戴。
And then there is a police chief, Mr.
Dai. 这个戴局长啊，读过神学。
And he studied theology.
读过神学，结果不信神。
He finished studying theology, but he was not a believer.
而且反对神。
In fact, he rejected
Christ. 专门给传道人的捣乱。
And he would try to make trouble with all ministers.
他是神学生啊。
Because he was a student of theology.
他列了几个问题啊，人家根本没法回答的。
And then he would ask some questions.
你答不出来。
He said, if you can't answer,
他就赶你走。
And he'll kick you out.
今天我去讲道了。
So I went there to preach.
他一样要来难为我了。
是谁？
他预备了几个问题上来了，弟兄姊妹都劝他，也不要去找死弟兄了。
And then they asked him not to come bother me.
我心里想，人家要来找我，你们怎么拦住人呢？
And I said, if someone wants to come talk to me,
来，
let him come.
他来了。
And he came.
找出问题给我看。
And he gave me those questions.
我说，戴先生，你这个问题啊，根本没有人能回答的。
And I said, Mr. Dai, those are not questions that man can answer.
今天我讲重生。
But today I'm going to talk about
reborn. 我讲这个题目你不懂。
This topic that I preach, you won't understand.
但我承认我没听过这样重生的道。
And he said, in fact, I never heard of a message.
但我要问你一句话，什么样的人能重生？
So he asked, what type of people can be reborn?
任何人都能重生。
And I said, in fact, anyone.
但我能不能重生？
So he asked,
你当然能。
And I said, of course.
我怎么重生啊？
So how?
祷告。
You pray.
晚上回去祷告。
Go home and pray.
没有重生来找我。
If you did not get reborn, come find me.
他回去了，我自己有点害怕。
So he left, and I was kind of scared.
得不到重生。
And I hope he.
明天可以赶我走了呀。
If he didn't get reborn, he'll come and check me out.
第二天我聚会里看见他来了。
So next day he came.
一看就知道他没有得到重生的。
And I knew that he was not
reborn. 所以我就慢慢讲到。
So I preached.
我就再唱诗。
And then we sang.
这诗歌里有一句话叫“被钉自首”。人在叩破，被钉。
Right, the hand that's pierced.
人就在破门敲门。
Is still knocking on your door.
乃是耶稣等门开。
It is Christ who is waiting for you to open the door. We were singing that verse.
后来我一下觉得主进去了。
And then when I sing the words, I felt that Christ has now penetrated into him.
上了会他来找我了。
And after the meeting, he came.
他说这么奇妙啊。他说我坐在哪里，我真的反对你啊。
And she said that I wanted to reject you.
我昨天晚上祷告了，没重生啊。
Last night I prayed, I was not reborn.
你这个人特别狡猾呀，把我骗过去了。
And then she said that you must be crafty.
今天我一定要赶你走了。
You fool me, so I was gonna be come, I was gonna come and check you out.
唱诗当中啊。
But when you sing the song,
正是主进来了。
I felt Christ.
我得救了。
And I was saved.
我有这么庆祝自己得救了。
Now I knew
it. 啊，我的戴弟兄真是好极了。
Brother died, that's great.
主做了大工作了。
The Lord has done great work.
他整个人变了。
And he transformed.
他是脾气非常暴躁的人。
He was a really angry person.
他四个儿子。
He had four sons.
他回家不高兴。
And if he was upset,
受了别人的气,
if he felt upset,
把四个儿子都叫来,
he would bring forth his four
sons,
beat them all up.
现在他得救了,
now that he's saved,
回去了向太太认罪,
he went home and he confessed.
把四个儿子叫来, 向儿子认罪, 爸爸从前脾气不好, 没有信主, 今天我得了主了, 我回来了, 向你们认错, 你们原谅爸爸呀, 大改变了, 到后来他把警察局局长也辞掉了, 变了个传道人了, 到处传耶稣了, 他传耶稣, 他传道也很好, 就一句话不好, 老师讲句话, 死定我是保罗, 我是提摩太, 我说弟兄啊, 下次讲你是提摩太, 你就不要讲死定我是保罗, 我不是保罗, 你是提摩太很好, 我们的能力, 我们的征战, 征战的兵器, 在人面前有能力, 攻破一切应力, 把那个拦阻人认识神的事都夺回, 叫做顺服基督, 现在跟你们讲那个树林征战, 回去, 都去征战, 好不好? 你有什么征战? 让主进来, 用血气兵器没有用, 什么叫血气兵器啊? 天然的聪明, 天然聪明跟愚笨一样的麻烦, 天然生命有能力, 这个能力跟软弱一样的麻烦, 凡从天然生命出来的都麻烦, 天然生血气兵器, 没有用, 我们的兵器 在人面前有能力, 让主出来救人, 你只要传主, 主就在你的福音里面, 你不觉得有能力, 福音有能力啊, 福音本是神的大能, 救一切相信的人, 我写了本书, 一本见证的书, 我的记忆还不错, 一下想起68年的见证, 写好了, 好两年的, 好两个见证都忘记了, 没有写进去, 所以有人劝我再出第二本, 我出第二本不够了, 所以只好这样了, 我们征战的兵器, 在人面前有能力, 攻破一切营垒, 这营垒是魔鬼的营垒, 在人的心思里面, 做起很多坚固营垒, 说服他是没有用的, 你没有办法说服一个人的, 有时我在中国大陆, 碰到一个人这么反对主呢, 哇, 想起了那个咒诅主啊, 诶, 我先生啊, 耶稣有没有得罪你啊, 耶稣没得罪我, 我讨厌, 我你没得罪你, 为什么讨厌, 你见过耶稣啊, 我没见过耶稣, 我讨厌, 我先生真的就是个问题, 你怎么讨厌, 你没有见过的人呢, 不可能的, 你讨厌你见过的人, 没有见过你怎么讨厌呢, 他想一想, 这话有道理, 我为什么讨厌耶稣, 我要跟你讲一件事, 那不是你讨厌, 住在你里面的魔鬼讨厌, 你要知道, 你没有见过耶稣怎么讨厌耶稣到这个样子呢, 在魔鬼的权能中啊，到后来我把他带回救了。哦，传福音太好了，各种各样的人，各种各样不同的得救法。我们传的一样的福音，传的一位的救主，全世界的人都要倒下来，没有人在福音面前站得住。今天我们最后了，盼望弟兄姊妹好好的传福音，好不好？我们下一堂讲哥林多后书最后一次了，大家都好好的来听，就把哥林多后书讲完了。我们讲到上到三层天，被提到乐园，保罗讲他最大的恩典了。但这些保罗并不宝贵，保罗认为最大的神迹不是去三层天，也不是去乐园，乃是神的能力在人的软弱上显得完全，这是最大经历。下次我们就跟你们谈最后一次了。我们现在唱诗歌。